My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of...
Your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Enjoying the cool down and much needed rain? Showers and storms rolled through the central portion of the state earlier today along the cold front. dropping nearly a half an inch of much-needed rain in some areas. As the precipitation winds down, most of us will be stuck under a cloudier day than we've been used to recently, alongside much cooler air that has moved in, giving us highs across the state in the 70s. With winds out of the east and off of Lake Michigan, lakeshore towns are feeling the chill of the upper 60s off of the water. Some heat and humidity will still linger by La Crosse, the Mississippi Valley, and southward into Janesville, with the potential for some 80-degree temps. This also poses the chances for more showers and storms to fire up there late this afternoon, with a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain to accumulate. None are expected to be severe and will move southward across the state line during the evening hours. And don't worry, the sunshine will return tomorrow alongside seasonable temperatures. Have a terrific Tuesday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the Tuesday edition. Dom, rolling into it. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, man. Happy, happy Tuesday to you, Crute. Great to be with you, man.
Well, thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one, the host of Asgos, Wisconsin, Wisconsin's own Kristen Bry. We appreciate it. And I find it very compelling. The story of a first-time mother who's got this great job, I'd like to think. She's this syndicated radio host all across the state of Wisconsin, and she's dealing with all the different pregnancy stuff in real time. And she's trying not to lose her, you know what, on a guy like CJ when he calls in and talks nonsense at 844-967-2789. You could see the frustration she must be going through, but a fine guest. Thank you, Kristen. And please try her 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, excepting here in Madison, where we got Stephanie Miller in the morning. Find out. Followed by a very funny lady in her own regard, Kristen Bry, Asgos, Wisconsin. Her and Jane McVine team. Dom, the Human Rights Campaign, a state of emergency issued for LGBTQ community members. We've had different members from the Human Rights Campaign, but here's their latest, reported by ABC News. The Human Rights Campaign, one of the nation's largest LGBTQ+ civil rights organization, has declared a state of emergency for people living in the United States, LGBTQ+ people living in the United States. The organization cited the record-breaking wave of legislation targeting the gay community and an increasingly hostile environment. The Department of Homeland Security has also warned about growing threats of violence and extremism against LGBTQ+ people. This is a quote from Kelly Robinson, the president of the HRC. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived. They are real, tangible, and dangerous. She continued, in many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ+ people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that puts the safety of each and every one of us at risk. The declaration comes as Pride Month kicks off. The month celebrates how far the LGBTQ community has come and how much further it has to go in obtaining equal rights. A little bit more here, Dom. More than 75 bills have been signed into law this year that restrict the LGBTQ community in some way, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Roughly 500 similar bills have been introduced in 2023 alone.
500! Let's go backwards, America. Crudy, I'll jump in here. ABC News reporting. These laws include restrictions on public drag performances, gender-affirming care for transgender people, content relating to LGBTQ identities, and transgender bathroom bills. These issues have led to an increase in threats of violence from extremists against LGBTQIA+ community within the last year, DHS said. In Florida, one of the states leading the charge in legislation relating to the LGBTQ community, several civil rights organizations, including the NAACP and Equality Florida, have issued travel advisories to the state. A spokesperson for Governor DeSantis's office told ABC News in a response that, quote, "We aren't going to waste our time worrying about political stunts. We will continue doing what is right for Floridians." Political stunts. Didn't he put some more immigrants on a plane to California recently?
Sacramento,
I mean, DeSantis down. Is the king of political stunts this year. Across the country, some families say they're moving out of states like Florida, Texas, and Montana, where such laws are being implemented. Quote, "When a child's basic needs are not being met, or when a child is neglected or endangered in the home, Child Protective Services is called. But what happens when it's a state that's endangering the child, when the state is not allowing basic needs to be met, said Daniel, the dad of a transgender young person in Florida who recently moved to Minnesota in a statement via the HRC. He added, "We have become our own version of Child Protective Service and removed our child from the danger and neglect from the state," ABC News reporting. State of emergency, travel advisories. Well, what is it about these Republican governors and these legislators that want to just jump on these social issues, I guess? I mean, don't we solve this, quote unquote, a long time ago? Yes, LGBTQ people have the same rights as you straight people. See how it is? Everyone is equality, something like that. Something like that. So what is it about the permission that the orange man has given to the MAGAs and the Republicans and the white Christian nationalists? Let's get right down to it. They justify the bigotry with religion. There you go.
Dominic, do you realize it was 9 years ago at the Democratic Party convention when the Barbara Crabb, the federal court ruling came down? We were on the air. That was our very first three-hour gig. You know, back when we pulled a full three-hour gig. We don't do that anymore. Two is sufficient for our busy lifestyles. But we were on the air at the Democratic Party convention at the Ho-Chunk Wilderness Resort, I guess it was. And we had Mike Tate, the former Democratic Party chairman, on. And he had been the head of Fair Wisconsin back in 2006 when a one-man, one-woman constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage effectively under Wisconsin state law had passed in 06. And here we were in 2014 in the federal court, basically opened up a week-long window of marriage. And then the same-sex marriage ruling came down a little bit later that summer. But it was a beautiful thing, man. I mean, by Monday morning, well, by Friday afternoon, people were running down to the courthouse, but by Monday, we had one of the greatest Devil's Advocate show we ever had. It was so jammed with newlyweds, people that had run down to the courthouse, never foreseeing this judicial action coming down on a Friday night. Well, Dom, guess what this weekend is? Well, it's the Democratic Party convention. Now, they don't do it as thoughtfully as they used to when they invited the Devil's Advocates down to broadcast on Friday nights. I did say something to one of the staffers, Nick, at the DPW. I said, you know, I'll let you go on 2013. But next year is an election year. And if you want the greatest radio show ever,
do it on a Friday. Instead, not this year, 23. Do it next year. Better be. Never do something on a Friday, man, so we can broadcast, right?
Yes. That's absolutely what I encourage the Democratic Party to do. I said, And I told this very story. I'm telling you in the audience once again. I know you know the story. I know many of our listeners do. But we got some new friends around the state. And you can always be a part of this show. 844-967-2789. But I think so many people have seen this up close and personal now. They got some gay neighbors or a family member. Someone got married in the family. They attended a gay marriage. And you know what? There was probably a bridezilla just like everybody else's marriage. And, you know, in all other ways, it's really their life. And
who cares? That's exactly it. Why is it anybody's damn business what people do? I mean, for real, I'm not getting in any, you know, straight married man, wife marriage, getting in their face, telling them how they need to live their lives. Where do they get off thinking they have the right to tell others how to live their lives?
The Bible.
See, that's
the Bible. That's, I mean, what they use.
Well, they have no problem. Man shall not lay with man. Leviticus. Man shall not eat shrimp. Also Leviticus. Oh, wait, or was that the linens and wools? I get so confused. Which rule of God that these Christians, quote unquote, want to follow? Because I don't see anybody, you know, protesting the shrimp company, but they got a big problem with the gays.
Dominic, a couple of mathematical Pew Research sort of numbers. 61% of Americans say same-sex marriage legalization is a good thing, is good for society. 61%. I mean, getting 6 in 10 Americans together on most issues is a tough thing. 19% say it's very bad. That's like 20% of the hardcore religious, right? 19%.
Yeah, then they're always going to be there, I would imagine.
I mean, even the young people, even the young Republicans, Dom, they believe that other people have the right to be gay because they don't think it's a choice. People are born that way. I know it goes against your Bible and the different parts, and sometimes the parts contradict the other parts, but whatever. Setting that aside, now I'm a man of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I just think the book is poorly written. The structure, a little contradictory, if you know what I'm saying. But anyways, man, you know, young people don't believe this, certainly. Americans overall don't believe this. I don't understand how this, you know, the don't say gay and the banning of the gay books from the library. Well, then don't read the gay book. But you know what? Maybe there's some young gay kid who wants to read that book that needs to answer some questions.
Right.
Because he's got these feelings and he doesn't get it. And he can't ask his mom and dad because they're evangelicals or whatever the case may be. You know, man, you should be able to go to the library for the books. You shouldn't have to be afraid of who you are, sexually speaking. I mean, maybe you and I, Dom, because, you know, we're freaky people. But
no, man, let the freak flag fly. But again, it is absolutely irrelevant to the existence and of someone else's life. You know, if Mr. and Mrs. Church going couple are walking down the street holding hands and another gay couple walks towards them also holding hands, what's the crime? Who cares? Oh, because your religious text you interpret to say one thing or another. If that's the only reason I can come up with as the non-believer, all sorts of things that I think should be that way. And if I justify it by saying, well, I read it in a religious text somewhere, should I be able to force it upon you?
Well, Dominic, what if I'm a religious couple, air quotes, and we happen upon a gay couple and they are holding hands and I'm not showing any outward affection towards my wife because, you know, Jesus Christ knows I've been with her for like 20 years. You know what I mean? Maybe the nice affectionate gay couple is showing me up. So therefore,
they're just a little jealous of all the love. I guess
I must object. Come back. Never object. More devil's advocates.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifant.com/disclosure.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a stray shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Some sunshine returning for tomorrow, cooler and less humid, highs upper 70s to near 80. Upper 70s with more sunshine into Thursday. Rain chances return again by Friday. It's 82 right now.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a couple of intriguing headlines. Chris Christie formally enters the 2024 race as he takes square aim at Donald Trump. Oh, he's coming for you, Trump. Chris Christie has entered the race. I also see a headline here. He is seriously not going to be president. Our columnist and writers discuss Mike Pence over at the New York Times. I don't think they hold him in high regard, Dom.
No.
And I just saw CNN reporting. I'd actually gone running for the New York Times because CNN is reporting that Mark Meadows has been testifying to Jack Smith's federal grand jury. One must assume against the former boss. He was the chief's chief, Dom.
They report Meadows has testified before a federal grand jury, hearing evidence investigations led by the special counsel. He's a figure in both of the two distinct lines of inquiry being pursued. One inquiry, of course, on Trump's efforts to cling to power after losing the 2020 election he lost, culminating in the attack by a pro-Trump mob on the Capitol during the congressional certification. Let's not forget that, folks. That was a coup. The other is an investigation into Trump's handling of hundreds of documents, classified documents, after he left office and whether he obstructed efforts to retrieve them. Well, the pool leaking into the server room apparently last year also raised some red flags for the prosecutors.
Well, just because it wasn't the first time reportedly that Trump evidence was flooded in the pool room, Tom. Now, who keeps servers in the pool room,
anywhere near the pool, right?
Who cohabitates those things? Dom, also my understanding, Trump's lawyers, they had that very bold move. They wanted to go talk to Merrick Garland about the prosecutorial misconduct of the special counselor.
My client, how dare you, sir?
Apparently they went into the DOJ meeting with guns blazing. And it was a mistake, according to some legal analyst. A little bit of the coverage over at the Raw Story, Dom. Former U.S. attorney and Los Angeles Times legal analyst, Harry Littman thinks, Harry Littman thinks that everything is already in place to move forward with an indictment of Donald Trump. And all that's left is the vote before the grand jury. I hope they're that imminent, because I've been hearing imminent for far too long, Dom.
This week, I believe I heard Weiss, uh, uh, Weissman say?
Speaking today on MSNBC, Lipman explained that generally the last move for defense attorneys is to plead their case before the prosecutors as a last attempt to prevent indictment. We had heard that that's what they were doing, right? And here's a quote from Lipman. It is something that is routine when it's asked for, but normally a savvy defense lawyer will try to propose some kind of deal, some kind of actual diminution of the charges. Trump's lawyers met the prosecutors Monday, and they went in with guns blazing. Trump's reaction this morning kind of reflects it. I agree. It may be a smidgen farther. I think a charging decision before the meeting would have occurred. It would have all gone up to the attorney general. There would be a draft indictment. There would be a selection of which charges to bring, because there are possible ones.
So many.
I think there's a menu full of possible charges. And now, once that meeting happens, I think that the only move left is to go to the grand jury and ask them to present a true bill. Right? That's an indictment, Tom. He posted on Twitter later that the meeting seemed like nothing more than a bitch session. It's the wrong time and place for that, and a blown opportunity to get something from the DOJ. Now, who goes in, you know, final pleadings before the indictment? And you know those lawyers,
you know what I mean?
Of their own volition, even Taco Pina, I think, had you know, you'd think they would all have the sense. You don't go antagonize the bear. You don't go poke the DOJ and say, I double dog dare you to indict my client, right?
Right. I'm going to sue you because that's what they do. Lipman went on to talk about the difference between the Florida grand jury. Remember, there's a Florida grand jury. That was news to me yesterday.
A federal Florida grand jury. One.
It's possible, according to NBC News reporter, that the Florida grand jury, which will start sitting this week, involves the indictment of someone else that was helping Trump, like his aides or staff. Conversation then turned to Trump's social media rants being a possible indication that he's been briefed by his lawyers on what is coming. Yeah, you know, the all caps rage posts. New York, let's see, the reason he is exploding is he knows something is coming, and he's certainly trying to prepare the ground for it, prepare his base, his Republican voters. He's trying to discredit any indictment that might come by saying this is just another part of the elaborate witch hunt. And I haven't met anybody yet who liked the prosecutor and said nice things about them, right? The guy coming after me, the gal coming after me. Yeah, I'm not going to say nice things about that. He goes on to say, no, that's not unusual, but it has been a tried and true strategy for former President Trump, at least politically, over the years, to try to make clear that anything that ever is alleged about him has nothing to do with him. It's all that people are out to get him. He feeds the victimization narrative, and it has been successful for him. Yeah, but up until now, perhaps, he hasn't dealt with this kind of pressure, this kind of headwind in the past.
Well, Dominic, that's probably some liberal Soros-backed prosecutor on MSNBC. Here's what Bill Barr, the former attorney general to Donald Trump, had to say. Trump, and this is a quote, jerked them around for a year and a half. And the question is, did he deceive them, them being the Department of Justice? And if there's evidence of that, I think people will start to see that this says more about Trump than it does about the Department of Justice.
You think?
That's Bill Barr. It's part of asserting his ego. And he's done this repeatedly at the expense of the people who depend on him to conduct the public's business in an honorable way. And, you know, we saw that with both impeachments, and there's no excuse for what he did here. Bill Barr, the former attorney general, the former head of the DOJ, setting the table for an impending Trump indictment. You want to take bets?
Yes.
We'll talk about it over the break. Come back!
No respect! No honor!
The bitch, Nitty.
CBS News brief, thousands of people are fleeing floodwaters in southern Ukraine after a major dam was blown up. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kulebra says Russia did it.
Russia will be held accountable for the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam and other crimes.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed for papers to run for president and will make an announcement within the hour. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Remember, Christie was once a Trump ally and advisor, but now he's trying to set himself apart from the rest of the field as one of the toughest Trump critics in the race.
Former Vice President Mike Pence also expected to announce. A stunning development in the sports world, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf are merging, kinda. CBS Sports golf writer Patrick McDonald.
They're all going to operate normally, but what it means is behind the scenes, they're all kind of in bed together. Everyone's shaking hands.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options from financial
advice
and
investments. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Department of Veteran Affairs said that hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Toma VA Medical Center. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough said Monday in Toma that nearly 1,000 compensation and pension exams were done by Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, with about 600 veterans misdiagnosed. McDonough said that the issue is a top priority for the VA, which is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that Dr. Lanska was no longer working at the Toma VA. Representative Derek Van Orden called the issue systemic and said that something needs to be done across the board. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for western and southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through western Wisconsin today. Children and people with certain respiratory health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the two for Tuesday. Happy hour rolling through it. Going to get to your calls momentarily. Join us, 844-967-2789. And if your call is worthy, I'm going to nominate you to appear on the State Round Town Call Lunchtime Show. And yesterday, after Jeannie's hot take on our program, Jeannie from Eau Claire, I nominated her, and William Walter and Luke had her on, and she represented today.
Oh,
Jeannie
nice.
Did a great job on the town call. So be like Jeannie, call the Devil's Advocates, and we'll make sure if you're super cool that you get recommended for the town call, but you better represent geographically, ideologically. I don't care. Just represent. 844-967-2789. Michael, you have a strong Christian name. Mike from Cedarburg, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
The great latest news on the right-wing wacko front, Ron DeSantis, the Behar County Sheriff is recommending charges to the district attorney for his political stunt. Boy, it gets better by the day, don't it?
Yeah, that's the Texas Sheriff, I believe San Antonio area.
San Antonio, correct.
Sheriff is recommending that Ron DeSantis and some of his staffers be criminally investigated for taking immigrants, not from Florida, but immigrants from Texas, and shipping them off to, I believe,
Martha's
Vineyard.
How can they do that? What are you talking about? That's literally like the definition of human trafficking.
And the best part about the whole thing is he immediately made them all eligible for asylum. So his total stunt backfired on him totally. I mean,
oh, it's terrible.
We got to rename him Dumb Santis. I don't know.
Dumb Santis. Well, don't help Trump out too much. You know, he's working on a few for Meatball Ron. Mike, appreciate your call and your listenership. Mark from the SAC, I heard you on the Noonday Show calling in today. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing good, guys. But and I can't help but remember when you guys got taken off the air by Heartless Radio, when all of a sudden I'm listening to the Devil's Advocates, and all of a sudden I'm listening to Christmas music.
PTSD there, Mark.
You know, it's just a little kind of ironic, and it just is. And hopefully Trump is going to be indicted soon. And for Bob Spindell, he should just keep his mouth shut, because that guy should be just one skip away from going to a jail cell for his participation in the fake elector thing, along with all the other ones.
I mean, well, I'm not sure if Spindell's got a relatively clean record, not a prior felon or something, I don't know if he's going to do hard time. But certainly I think he committed fraud. I mean, if we committed fraud in the same sort of way, if Dom or I wouldn't apply for a mortgage and completely lied on the application, you know, who's the president? Joe Biden. No, I mean, it's Donald Trump. You know, if we lied purposefully after pledging that what we said is an accurate and true representation, because when you talk about electors to the U.S. government, the casting of electors to determine the outcome of the presidency, that's not I kind of feel like it should be this way.
What you think? And thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, of course. And it's not just a fraud. It's not like Bob Spindell and the other Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin or all those other folks around the country or those several states that were coerced or convinced or otherwise paid off to do what? To be part of a conspiracy, man. It's not just Bob Spindell doing one fraudulent thing. It's Bob and a bunch of other Republicans and a bunch of other Republicans and other Republican legislative states all doing the same thing. I mean, the boilerplate, the template of what they sent in was very similar to all the other states. This wasn't just an individual fraud. This was a part of a conspiracy to overturn the will of the people, to engage in a coup against the government of the United States, against the people, man. It's not just that he signed his name to a fraudulent document.
Well, it's more of a procedural coup in this case, not quite the violent, bloody coup that was happening on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, but the coup, the procedural coup perpetrated or at least undertaken by guys like Bob Spindell. Their prior defense is, A, we got this advice from Trump's lawyers. But I would point out that some of the signatories off on this, guys like Andrew Hitt, well, he's like lead political counsel at Michael Best and Friedrich. You can't say that lawyer gave me bad advice. You are a freaking lawyer. You've got more credentials than that guy does in your current position. And above and beyond that, Bob Spindell was a Wisconsin elections commissioner. And the lawsuit, well, currently still is. But the lawsuit that could have maybe set any of this in question. The lawsuit had already been determined by the Wisconsin Supreme Court by a 4-3 vote an hour before this fraud was perpetrated. They had already made this determination on December 14th, an hour before Spindell, Andrew Hitt, and a number of others. And these weren't just sheeple on the street. These were Republican political leaders. These were the heart of the Republican Party apparatus here in the state of Wisconsin. And they were all willing to commit the fraud after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had basically extinguished the last legal challenge. And the legal challenge, let's not forget, well, let's throw out 200,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee and Dane County. And Jim Troupas, who was representing Trump, part of his legal argument would have invalidated he and his wife's own ballots.
Own he was ballots, willing yes, to find to them. Martyr their own votes for the greater good, to overturn the will of the people, to instill their orange god. And Troupas, let's also not forget, was the guy who contacted Ron Johnson to try to get him to hand off to Mike Pence these lists of fraudulent electors from what? The state of Michigan and Wisconsin?
And he was more than willing to do so, apparently. Ron was willing to hand him off to the vice president.
I can't talk, sir. I can see your phone. You're not talking. I mean, it was such, I mean, the whole thing. It's like,
it was seconds, minutes, not more than hours, weeks, and months.
Well, the stories continue to change, right? The involvement was certainly there. So who's putting this all together, man? You know, where are the strings on the tax and the board, the marker board? Who's doing that? Because nobody's doing it here in the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. Who's doing that? Because this was part of a plot to over. I mean, what is self-governance if we do not have retribution, justice for those who would try to overturn
retribution?
Will do. No, I don't want retribution. Justice. Retribution is a little rough. I want justice.
Retribution comes later. Here is the only point I want to make, though. Due to the timing of the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, the 4-3, the Hagedorn, the judicial independence of Hagedorn, didn't think you should throw out the will of the Wisconsin electorate. Three conservatives on the court were more than willing to make that consideration, Dom. But here's the point. The false, the fake Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin that I would allege criminally committed fraud, and I'm looking at you, Commissioner Spindell. I'm looking at you, Attorney Andrew Hitt. But this was not a contingency. The contingency had already been extinguished before they made the choice to commit the fraud. So if you hear them as a legal defense make the claim, well, you know, we were just placeholders just in case. That's not true. The contingency had already been extinguished by the Wisconsin Supreme Court before they committed the crime. They knew it was a fraud when they committed it. I allege the criminality because I've yet to see an indictment or really any movement whatsoever from Wisconsin's top cop. Used to call him a friend of the devil's, haven't invited him on. You know when I last saw Josh Call?
Well, last year.
DPW last summer. It's been a year, Dom. And what he told me then, very complicated, multi-jurisdictional investigation, probably best handled by the federal DOJ. Sort of absolves him for any responsibility.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I mean, I guess who wants that crappy job? But Dana Nessel from Michigan apparently wasn't having it. A little bit here, Crudy. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, back in the day, talking about these cases in a post-election legal skirmish, Hagedorn played a pivotal role, joining the court's three liberals. In one case filed by the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, which maintained the election was conducted improperly, Hagedorn called the group's request to throw out nearly 3.3 million votes, quote, a real stunner. Here's what Hagedorn said in that case. Where we are invited to invalidate the entire presidential election in Wisconsin by declaring it null. Yes, the whole thing, he wrote. This is a dangerous path we are being asked to tread. The loss of public trust in our constitutional order resulting from the exercise of this kind of judicial power would be incalculable. I mean, they were asking for everything, and they lost every case because there was no election irregularities beyond every other freaking election that we've had. And all those Republicans who won during that very same election were fine with their turnout, but just not the presidential top of the ticket. And Ron Johnson did the math, Crudy. He was caught on tape. Someone recorded Ron Johnson. Hell, if they'd have voted up ticket like they did down ballot, Trump would be president today.
Well, at least he would have won the state of Wisconsin because there were 51,000 Wisconsin Republicans that voted down ballot but didn't vote for Donald Trump. And Dom, let's not absolve of their complicitness those Republicans in the state legislature that wrote a letter to the vice president. Understand he's jumping in the presidential pool either tonight or tomorrow. Wrote a letter to Mike Pence on January 5th. And they include now newly elected state senator Dan Knodel, who will head up the Senate Election Committee. Dan Knodel wrote a letter to the vice president on January 5th of 2020 asking him not to certify the will of Wisconsin's voters.
Well, I'll give him just 10 days.
And throw it back to the state legislature, which is overwhelmingly controlled by Republican via gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin. So Dan Knodel, and there were 14 others, and one, Andre Jacques, he was the lone senator at the time. Knodel won his seat post-insurrectionist support.
I know. I cannot believe it. And he's unfortunately represents me in the state of Wisconsin, Dan Knodel.
844.
And he doesn't know if he's going to support Megan Wolf, the current elections commission chair. He doesn't know yet. He'll have to wait and see. And here's the thing about the judgment, Mr. Knodel. Why did you say that? What was it? What can you give us an example of what irregularities? What were you so concerned about? Because you lost every case. There were no issues, man. It was not the case. So your judgment is either terrible, or you're a corrupt bastard. And either way, you are not fit to represent me anywhere.
Yeah, too bad, so sad, man. He's your state senator, Dan Knodel.
Oh,
Dom, meet your constituent, Dom, the ranting guy on the radio. Let's sneak a buddy of ours in. Tom from L.A., how you doing? Calling in from the leftist coast.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Also, when you guys did your marketing back in Wisconsin, if you guys can do the call numbers, so if it's 95.7 in Eau Claire or whatever it is, not just the station name. I know I was all over Wisconsin actually this past week. Wisconsin Rapids.
Were you listening to 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire?
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to find it. I just did it on my app still because I was like, it was hard to find it when I would even look it up on Google and stuff. I was like, I can't find this thing. So I wanted to tell you that. Second, I'd love for you guys to continuously play on a loop the thing about Scott Walker talking about divide and conquering the state, because I think that with Widow Hendricks is probably one of the biggest bombs that there could be in terms of what they did to all of you Republicans out there and all of you well-minded middle-ground people. They played you for fools, and you really need to understand that as Wisconsinites, we are all one.
Tom, then Scott Walker went and totally redeemed himself with the Foxconn fiasco. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Last segment, call now, 844-96-PARTY.
We're going to deal with collective bargaining for all public employee unions because you divide and conquer.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts.
Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a stray shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Some sunshine returning for tomorrow, cooler and less humid, highs upper 70s to near 80. Upper 70s with more sunshine into Thursday. Rain chances return again by Friday. Right now it's 80.
Stupid. I think they're idiots.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. But stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next at 6 o'clock. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
We're very excited about the new lineup and some new affiliates as well. Shout out to the Eagle in La Crosse, 1490 AM. Tell your friends. I'm doing a little bit of this for Tom now.
Okay, all right.
Tell them the Tap in Eau Claire. And Chippewa Falls, 93.5 FM, Tom. And WRJN, and there's three of them, Tom, so take notes here. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM, and that's in Racine, Kenosha. But here's the exciting news, Tom. Also tell your friends, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers in 2024 on WRJN. Those that claim they're abandoning us because we're not playing the oldies anymore, they'll be back for the sports.
You'll be back. You'll be back. They'll be calling it like midnight. What you doing?
Listen to the football game.
844. Join 9, us.
967-2789. Kathy in Madison. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kathy.
I just wanted to tell you, don't pick on my main man, Josh Cole. He's going up to the Supreme Court to try to overturn this horrible abortion law we got in Wisconsin, and he's going to try to get that gerrymandering fixed, too. So he's got his hands full. So we'll have to let the feds do their thing with Trump, and we got to get Wisconsin back on track.
But, Kathy, it's certainly there's importance in the litigation that both Tony Evers and Josh Call have entered into trying to overturn the 1849 abortion ban. And I commend the attorney general, but we call him like we see him, Kathy. And what we see is a lack of action from the top cop in the state of Wisconsin. And we think that there are 10 perpetrators of criminal fraud that tried to overturn the will of me and you and Dom and all the voters here in the state of Wisconsin. And we think that that is meritorious of criminal investigation and indictments. And we're waiting on our pal, Josh Call, to, you know, come on and celebrate Josh Call Day, the day he rolls out the indictments on the 10 allegedly criminal fake electors from Wisconsin.
I'll call. But, Kathy, and that's the point. It's not to diminish the other efforts. As you mentioned, those are, you know, we have to do these things. But, again, Josh Call isn't the only one working at the DOJ. You know, you can do more than one investigation.
Wisconsin Department of Justice. There's a federal DOJ, and that's the one that he's
the Wisconsin DOJ,
deferring to. But there's a Wisconsin DOJ, Kathy.
And these cats are all in Wisconsin. They tried to overrule Wisconsin's elections, Kathy. So let me ask you this. Aside from those other great things that Call and Evers are involved in, what do you think about, do you think Josh Call should investigate these fraudulent electors, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ron Johnson should be in jail. He even admitted having his hands on those electrics for 2 minutes. Well, that's 2 minutes too long. I mean, he almost incriminated himself, you know, admitting it. But I just want him to fix the gerrymandering and the abortion stuff first, because women are in danger right now. I mean, you know, there's zero abortion. No, what do you call that, for incest, rape, or health of the
mother? No exceptions for rape or incest. Yeah, right.
I mean, nothing. It's zero. I mean, women don't die. So we got to turn this around. That's, I guess, the most important thing for me.
Well, Kathy, it's...
willing to go back to 1849.
Yeah.
We're already there, unfortunately, Kathy.
It's pretty damn important, Kathy, and we're not trying to diminish the importance of that rule. But that lawsuit was filed by the Attorney General and the Governor of the state of Wisconsin, but I doubt it will be Attorney General Josh Call, you know, making those pleadings before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I may be wrong. Maybe it will be him. I doubt it. And I would say the other case that Law Forward has been threatening to roll out, you don't want to prematurely roll out these lawsuits, because Protasewicz has not yet joined the court. And currently the makeup of the court is 4-3, and it's still very conservative, Kathy. So until Rogan Sack hangs up her spurs at the end of July, and we get the more liberal Protasewicz to join the court, really we're not going to see any action on any of this.
Well,
and
that's
then
right. Once
we
the
would
ball,
like to
once...
see a rapid progression through the courts. The problem is, and it was the same problem the last court had, there were times where the Wisconsin Supreme Court would want to go gobble up a case, but no one had actually given testimony. And the Supreme Court is not a court of origination. It's not where you go and make your pleadings and your arguments. Some other court. You make your pleadings in the district court. You can skip the appellate court and maybe go straight to the Supreme Court. But someone's got to do the nuts and bolts of a trial before it's appropriate to go to the Supreme Court. And that doesn't change with the addition of Protasewicz.
And the ball is rolling on both of those cases, right?
No, not yet. I mean, they might be drafting their language. They might be working behind closed doors. But the filing of the the lawsuit that would change potentially the outcome, that would challenge the veracity of the gerrymandering.
Yeah.
That's not going to roll out until after
the abortion challenge has already been filed.
Yes, that was dropped right away by both Call and Evers.
So, I mean, I guess the point being is that whether or not once you decide to do it,
I'm just saying Call isn't
language, or once the date has been set and the actual case is filed, then you got to wait for the date. Then you're sitting on your hands. I mean, presumably there's lots of things going on, but there should be time and there should be a priority made. And that's, I guess, Kathy, that's one of my concerns, is if nothing is done, then who's to stop them from trying to do it again and again and again?
Well, if the legislative gerrymander is not overturned in some way, shape, or form, and my greatest fear is we are going to see a positive ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court after Protasewicz is impaneled, and then there's going to be a rush, or there would, you know, be a rush to get new maps, especially congressionally out there before 2024. And someone goes and appeals it to the U.S. Supreme Court and says, these maps are going to go out too rapidly, and this is really the independent legislature's decision to make. And that's a question that's being asked right now before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, my understanding, the North Carolina case, where a Democrat Supreme Court or a liberal Supreme Court overruled the partisan gerrymander. Well, here's the sticky wicket. The court flipped before the case made it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They could hand it back and go grab the Wisconsin case instead and not have to overrule Democrats or Republicans, excuse me. They could overrule the Democrats here in Wisconsin. Stick around, Maggie Dawn, then Busted Pencils, then Rick Smith. You're going to love the new Civic Media lineup.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life.
90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.